What inspired you or prompted you to start the festival?
Oh, I'm a filmmaker myself, and back in 2008, there wasn't a film festival in Louisville. I'd contacted the Bluegrass Independent or International Film Festival out in Oldham County, and they just stopped doing it. So I didn't have a place to show my own films since I'm from Louisville. So me and my wife rented out a venue, and we started looking at it and decided to open it up to include other films. And, you know, 5 years later, we're still going.
What kind of a challenge has it been for you to kind of make a name for yourself and distinguish yourself to attract, you know, some good quality work?
It's an ongoing battle. We start the next year's film festival the day after the current year closes. So February 20th is when I'll start working on the 2013 film festival. It's a year-round process. We've been trying really hard with the social media, as well as just having good interactions with the filmmakers. You know, if you put on a good film festival and you're really good to the filmmakers that you have that year, then those filmmakers will tell other filmmakers, and then the word kind of spreads from there. We also get a lot of help from the media here in town, which we're really appreciative of, and the community coming out and supporting it. So, you know, there's a lot of different angles to get recognition. We're trying to hit them all, but it's an ongoing, you know, daily battle and daily kind of you know, work involved to get everything together just for a 3-day film festival. It's a year long process.
So you have submissions from all over the world, and you're of course going to be handing out awards in what, 7 categories?
Yeah, there are 7 categories this year, and we also added a Lifetime Achievement Award. Lance Henriksen, who's best known as Bishop in the Alien films, he's actually in one of the films, It's in the Blood, from Scooter Downey and Sean Elliott, who are Ballard graduates. He's coming in to support the film, and we're presenting him with a Lifetime Achievement Award. But this year we have, there's 56 films from 16 countries. It's the largest number of international selections that we've had, and we're really excited about being able to, you know, get as many international submissions as we can, considering that, you know, we're in Louisville, Kentucky, which, you know, honestly isn't really, I guess, known for film. I guess we're up and coming, which is really good. So we're really excited about the number of films.
Tell me about some of the more prominent films that are going to be screened.
We have several Kentucky-related films. Seven of the 10 feature films are from people from Kentucky or were shot in Kentucky. It's in the Blood, which, like I said, stars Lance Henriksen, which is directed by 2 Ballard High School graduates, Scooter Downey and Sean Elliott. That's our Saturday night film. The film Overtime, which stars Al Snow and John Wells, was shot here in Louisville. It's a sci-fi zombie film. We're also screening Below Zero as our closing night film, which stars Edward Furlong, who's probably best known for his role in Terminator 2, as well as Kristen Booth and Michael Barrymore from The Hills Have Eyes. That's our closing night film. We have several documentaries. One that was actually shot partly at the Kentucky Derby this last year. It's called Bailout. It's about the financial crisis and 5 guys in their 50s who take a road trip to Vegas. It's a kind of interesting spin on the recession and what's going on with the foreclosure crisis. All the short films, I mean, there's so many films to name, but Kentucky films, Sam Steele and the Crystal Chalice is from Tom Whitus, who's from New Albany. Widwinner and the Slipstream is from Alex Gaynor, who's from Western Kentucky. Frames, which is a world premiere, is from 2 guys that graduated from Western Kentucky that now live in Wisconsin. So, I mean, this year, I tell people, we could have made 2 complete festivals out of the submissions this year, just in the films that got in and the films that didn't get in. It was a really, really difficult process to select the films this year, and you know, all the films are really worth seeing this year.
And you're not only screening films during the festival, but there are workshops and other events.
Yeah, we have, there's several workshops. There's a fight choreography workshop, how to fight on camera and make it believable. There's also 2 independent filmmaking workshops, a special effects makeup workshop. And this year, the producers of Below Zero, they also run the Great American Pitch Fest out in L.A., and they're going to come in and do a pitch workshop for screenwriters and you know, filmmakers that want to pitch their ideas to Hollywood. They're coming in and doing a workshop on that. And then we have panel discussions on acting, filmmaking, and distribution as well. So it's a really, really great weekend for film all around.
The Derby City Film Festival coming up February 17th, Friday. And the director is Christopher Rommel. Christopher, good luck with the festival.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.